Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Yem Auto Group studios. I'm Sean Cronin, and joining us live in the studio is Samantha Rux with OSF. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. You just get me today. I don't know if that's good or bad, I guess. But yeah, I got a couple of things. We can just jump right in if that works for you.
Right
awesome.
Ahead.
So first of all, I wanted to give a shout out to our mission partners who rang the bell for Salvation Army this past Saturday. So I know it was a holiday weekend. There's lots of, you know, ball games or family stuff. And so it was just really nice that we had some great volunteers to dedicate some time. I know a few of them brought their kiddos, and it was just a good afternoon, I think. The weather was just about perfect, I think. You know, you never know if it's going to be freezing cold, or I think that sun really helped. So just a big shout out, thank you to all of our mission partners who rang the bell. And then something on the Princeton side of things, we have our Tree of Lights campaign that has started. So you may have seen, you know, some things in the media about that. But for $10, that will hang a silver star in honor of or memory of a loved one. And for $100, you can do a gold star. Those are going to be on display in the lobby at OSF St. Clair in Princeton. For more information or to download a form, you can go to osfstclair.org/Tree of Lights. And just for everyone out there, since St. Clair is new, Saint is spelled out S-A-I-N-T, and Claire is spelled C-L-A-R-E. So I know there's a lot of variations with all of that. So I just want to make sure people can find the Tree of Lights campaigns. This year, they are raising money for breath alcohol testing equipment for our occupational health services. So that's really an area that's growing a lot in Princeton. And so we want to be able to help out our employers. And, you know, a lot of them, especially the major employers, will do some drug and alcohol testing prior to, you know, onboarding a new employee. So kind of helping out that service. So
good to know. Let's talk about OSF My Chart.
Yeah, let's talk about My Chart. So when I was thinking about things that we could share, obviously, you know, I've shared a few times that Princeton has just recently gone live with our new electronic health record system, which is Epic. And that's really the gold standard, you know, in healthcare. And there's a lot of health systems and hospitals that utilize Epic. So My Chart is kind of the link, the patient access point for Epic. So it really allows our patients to, you know, have a hand in their own healthcare, to pick times that are convenient for them for appointments, or, you know, just really kind of find out their test results, not have to wait for a call. And then also, you know, so that takes some burden off of our mission partners for calling or even, you know, having to answer the phones, but it's really convenient for our patients to be able to schedule appointments and not have to call the hospital or, you know, wait for those test results over the phone. So, I'll kind of go through what it looks like to get My Chart. First, you need to activate. You need to create an account. So if you go to osfhealthcare.org/MyChart, there should be some information there on how to activate or create an account. But there are also, you know, some triggers that happen from the hospital or facility side of things. So, you know, after certain interactions with OSF Healthcare, you may get a message, you know, to sign up for My Chart. So that's something that, you know, if you have an appointment, you might get an email or a letter about My Chart. And then our mission partners can also send out that message. So, you know, as one-off appointments or whatever. So yeah, pretty easy to sign up. It's right there in your face. And, you know, we do want all of our patients to have the benefit of that. So, and just kind of a high level overview of what My Chart allows our patients to do. They can track appointments, they can track their medications, they can see their test results pretty much instantaneously as soon as they're available. They're able to communicate with their care team. And then, you know, if they do have a visit, whether it's on the clinic setting or maybe they're doing some outpatient testing or have had a recent visit to the hospital, they have an after visit summary and then shared visit notes. So the providers really do an excellent job of making sure that, you know, all of that information is available to our patients.
Very good.
So yeah, that's kind of the high level overview in terms of the features. But we do have some other things that I wanted to mention as well. So we have the capability for proxy access. So what that means is that family or friends can access another patient's medical record through their own OSF My Chart. So if you want to set up proxy access, you have to have My Chart yourself. So a personal example, my boys are on my OSF My Chart, so I can schedule appointments for them. I can read their visit notes. And so that's really helpful, obviously, as kiddos, because, you know, they can't really have a hand in their own healthcare. So being able to schedule is great. And that is something that needs authorization. So just, you know, if people have proxies that they want to have access to their care, that's really important. And then in terms of self-scheduling, that's really the future of healthcare. And OSF MyChart has had a huge hand in that. So I know we had Melissa Shipp on talking about our new radiology services that you can self-schedule, but we also do mammography. You know, you can schedule an appointment to see a clinic provider. So there's a lot of things that we can do through self-scheduling. I know it's been really helpful for me, especially, you know, if I'm not feeling well, or if I have, you know, my boys aren't feeling well, I can just hop on MyChart. If it's the middle of the night and they're not feeling good and I know they need to get in the next day, I can schedule an appointment with a provider at the clinic. So that's something that I don't even have to call. I can just do it, you know, whatever time works for us. And then after you have your appointment, you can check in online. So that's something that helps me prepare for appointments. So you just do e-check-in. You can sign any documents, fill out any questionnaires, history, whatever that looks like. Verify and update your medications, and then you'll be good to go. You can also pay your co-pays if you need to. So
That was actually my next question.
Yes. As I've talked so much, do you have any questions about anything I mentioned? So
No. I mean, I have my chart myself. It's been incredibly convenient, and it's good for just about any phone as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. So like I mentioned, you know, it helps on the patient side of things because they are not waiting for someone to answer the phone or, you know, waiting for a call back if they can do it right in MyChart. So it's been awesome. And then I know we talked to Lisa a few weeks ago, Lisa Garcia, our director of inpatient services, about the MyChart bedside functionality. So that's something where, you know, patients who are in the hospital, they can see who their current care team is. They can check on their latest lab results. They really can, you know, have a hand in that and not have to wait for a nurse to come in or, you know, and obviously we know, hospitalization seems to be up in, you know, recent years, but we can kind of take that burden off of our nursing mission partners, and you know, then hopefully our patients don't have as many questions if they can have it right in there on their phone or on the tablet that's provided. So
I imagine also you can find out, like, say if you're having some COVID symptoms, if you want to get checked out that way.
Yes.
I'm sure you can find that as well, or getting the vaccine.
Yes. Yeah. So I don't know for sure if if we can get vaccines at the St. Luke location on MyChart. I don't know if you can schedule that, but I think you can. I haven't checked. But yeah, if you're having COVID symptoms, first of all, that's where e-check-in is great, because if you do have an appointment, they ask you all those questions ahead of time. But if you're having symptoms and you think you need to get tested, you can just schedule on MyChart. It's super easy. I've done it myself. And then the other great thing is, you know, you're not waiting to get those results. It's like, as they're ready, it's, you know, you get a text message saying, hey, you have a new result that's ready. And so hopefully it's negative, you know, if you're getting tested for COVID, but yeah. I know that that's a huge relief for our patients too. And then obviously with the amount of testing that's happening, again, takes away that burden on our mission partners and on the patients to find out those results.
You can get MyChart on any of the app stores on whatever type of phone you use.
Yep. So you can do it Android or obviously iPhone. So for any devices that have apps, that you can do that. And then you can also access it on a computer. So, and I know that technology can be a barrier to some, and that's okay. You know, we obviously still have all of the other modalities for scheduling and, you know, following up on results, but I don't know, maybe as just as a product of technology, it's great for me personally to have MyChart and just really be able to manage all of that.
All right, well, Samantha Rux, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Sean.